everybody, Adam at Flash Building, working in Flash CS4 today in ActionScript 3. And in this demonstration, we're showing how to have multiple objects follow the user's mouse. And this has a couple of really handy uses that we're going to discuss before we show you how the file is set up and everything. And this file can be downloaded free. The editable source file can be downloaded free from develop.php in the Flash tab there. I'll explain the stage objects and the code in just a second, but first I want to talk about a few things to get your imagination flowing. Okay, so let's look at this thing when we move the mouse. Okay, do you see how it flows? It's almost like it's swimming after my mouse, chasing it, sniffing after it. And the way we've created the math, it's almost takes on the feel of an entity rather than just a bunch of objects. It's almost alive, okay? And I wrote this is useful for several things: cursor trailers, cursor effects, critters, and cables. Now, when I say critters, cursor trailers, and cursor effects, that's easy to understand how that would be set up as a cursor trailer. And if you need to see examples of how to make cool custom cursor trailers, I can show you how to do that. Nice little animated ones and everything using an array. But in this one, I wanted to show you using movie clips on stage. That way, I want you to use your imagination with me for just a second. And look at that first little dot that's closest to us. I know mine just kind of looks like a snowman, a big green snowman, because he's just a bunch of spheres. But just imagine if yours, that closest sphere, had fangs and cool-looking ears and a face. And then the sphere behind it maybe had arms dangling down, and maybe the sphere behind that had wings coming off of it and they were flapping. You know, so there's a lot of cool things you could do. The very last one could have, you know, more legs coming off the back or whatever. You can make a dragon if you wanted that would follow the mouse. A shark, you can make fish, you know, a seal. As long as you set your movie clips upright to look correctly as things flow around, you can achieve a lot of cool things with this code and this demonstration. Okay, cables. Now, the reason why I listed cables there as this being useful for is instead of having this in the mouse event for dragging or following the mouse, imagine you had it sit stationary up here and the user had to click down and drag that first ball to get things moving. So say you set it up in such a way to where that, or the ball furthest from the top would be stuck in place and all of the others would kind of be pulled along, but that last one would never move because of the math you set up. The math would be strung down through an infinite line, and these, you have to use your imagination here. I might show you an example, but if I had all of these little balls the same exact size, same color, it would form something that looked like a cable that would be moving around in a looking like a wire, like an animated wire or cable, something you can drag about and plug in from one spot to another. You get my drift? So if that, you can see how the code is set up to where the smallest ball follows the fastest. So if you just set your code up to make it set down to zero for the last ball to where it wouldn't move at all, then that's it. That last one would be stuck, and the first one would always move fastest with the mouse. So say they click, drag, and then let go, click, and they put the cord wherever they wanted to. If you've ever seen Propeller Head Reason, you flip the console on that software product, it's awesome. It's like a whole rack, sound rack unit that flips over, and you can unplug the wires and the wires react just like real wires would. It's really cool. And that's why I just wanted to discuss this before I discussed it. I know I made this video super crazy long, but the possibilities are really endless. You know, there's a lot of things you can do with this demonstration and this code. Now let's explain it. Okay, now the file is very, very simple. There are 5 clips sitting there, and they graduate from a size of 20 to 100. So you have 20 pixels to 100 pixels. The one on top is instance name object 5. It's the smallest one. The one on the very bottom is object 1. Has instance name of object 1, and it's the largest. And you can see how they just go up through size from 1 through 5. And those are on the objects layer here. And then we have an ActionScript 3 layer here. So let's highlight that and press F9, or just go up to Window and Actions. Alright, let's talk about this code. And it's pretty easy, it's just a little bit of basic mathematics that you know from elementary school. First, we add an event listener for the stage of EnterFrame. And if you guys know about EnterFrame events, it's a way of animating things or making functions execute or fire off multiple times per second. Many, many times a second. So, or it's a good way to animate things as well, so that's what we're using it for here. Instead of using the tween class, we're just using the EnterFrame event and custom math to make the easing effects happen. So, on the EnterFrame event, which happens, fires off multiple times per second, we're running a function called MoveMyObjects. And here it is. Function MoveMyObjects has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines. 2 lines for each object. You notice we have 5 objects here on stage. So there's 2 lines for each object. Each line for each object is controlling the X position and the Y position for where that object is to be placed when the mouse moves. So I'm just going to explain this one line, and then, or maybe one set, and then all of the rest are the same. And then we'll talk about how this number here on the end, 6, 8, 12, 18, 26, is going up and graduating in size. Okay, so let's talk about this first set here for object 1. So we say object 1 dot x property, that's its x position on stage, where it lives in the x coordinate, minus equal, and I'll explain what minus equal means in just a second, is minus equal to object 1's x position minus the mouse x position. So wherever the mouse is minus wherever object 1 x position is, there's a number that's gathered with that equation there, and that is divided by 26. That's how that little line works. So you're taking object 1 x position where it currently is at that millisecond, and you're subtracting the mouse's x position, and then you divide that number that's attained there by 26. And all these lines are doing a similar type thing. Now all you have to do is understand what minus equal is doing. What minus equal is doing, if we didn't have the minus there and we were just saying is equal to, it's going to kind of reset where the x position of the object is being read from, and we don't want that. We want it to kind of compound and move and stay in a fluid motion. So that's why we set the x there. If I was to make this a plus, everything would fly away from the mouse instead of following it and being attracted to it. You make that a plus sign, you'll see what I'm talking about. Everything will just go flying away. It's funny. And I also wrote down here at the bottom, so yeah, each line is set up the same way to move each object on the x and y coordinates according to the numbers that we set. And it's all set to follow the mouse. And now the only thing left to explain is why these numbers would be graduating and not be the same size. The reason why these numbers at the end are not the same size is because object 1, which is the largest object in the back, it's dividing this rate by the largest value, which means it's going to move less. So actually what I was explaining earlier was backwards. This would have to be a really high number for that last one to not move. Now this one being a really low number makes it move faster towards the mouse, and that's how that's... So you have 6, the separation between 6 and 8 is 2. The separation between 8 and 12 is 4. The separation between 12 and 8 is 6. 12 and 18, sorry, is 6. And the separation between 18 and 26 is 8. So you got that? 2, 4, 6, 8. So it's just exponentially growing, so this can be plopped into an array if you know what you're doing with arrays. This can be placed into an array, and I'm going to delve a lot more into this because I really like this kind of functionality in mouse interactivity. When the user comes to the page, you can make eyeballs that follow the mouse, which is a common request I get a lot, is how to make eyeballs, a set of eyeballs, follow the mouse perfectly. And there's a way you can do that using code that's similar to this, but you just have to make sure it's not free to follow the mouse. It has a boundary, but yet it will follow the mouse inside of that boundary. So a lot of cool things you could do with this, man. And I'm sorry I went on and on and on. Jeez, this whole tutorial was just blah 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 blah. But it's all about imagination here, folks. My little green snowman is nothing compared to what really could and should be done with this kind of functionality. I'm gonna max it out in my personal projects. Best believe it. Be making some cool stuff. Okay, hope you enjoyed this one. Remember, you can get the free source file at developphp.com. And from everybody at developphp.com, we wish you a Merry Christmas.